Okay, today's daf is daf mem. Just to mention before we start, I apologize, but there was a sponsor from yesterday, which I didn't see until afterwards. But yesterday's daf is sponsored, Lezecher Nishmas Arnold Abrams, Aaron Moshe Ben Yaakov Shlomo Halevi, by the Margolin family. We thank them for sponsoring yesterday's daf. His yard site was yesterday. Today's daf is sponsored by the Rubenfeld family, Lezecher Nishmas Shlomo Zev Ben Shimshon. Again, today's yard, and his yard site is today, Shlomo Zev Ben Shimshon. By the Rubenfeld family, that's today's sponsor, and the Torah we learned together should be Lezecher Nishmaso, and again yesterday was sponsored by the Margolin family, Lezecher Nishmas Arnold Abrams, Aaron Moshe Ben Yaakov Shlomo Halevi, whose yard site was yesterday. Okay, let's get into Bava Kamma Daf Mem. Daf Mem, we are towards the bottom of Lama Tesma Beis, three lines from the bottom. So we are talking about a statement by Rabbi Yaakov. That's what we are in the middle of three different ideas in Rabbi Yaakov. So the Gemara said that the ox of a cherishot of a katan that gourd, Rabbi Yaakov said, chayv chatzinezek. That was the statement in the middle of Lamatesim and Beis. Chatzinezek. So the question is, what exactly is the case? There Rabbi Yaakov says you pay chatzinezek. Is it a regular case of the times? Then everybody pays chatzinezek. If it's a mu'ah, then everybody pays nezek shalim. So what exactly is the case where he says specifically the shar of a cherishot of a katan pays chatzinezek? So Rava had one shot. Rava said that we're talking about a case of muad, and he did a shmir p'chusa, he did a low-level shmira, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that that's good enough for muad, but not good enough for tam. So that's why you'd be chayev chatzinezek, and he's talking about a case of muad, and he also holds sat tamas bimkom omedas like Rabbi Yehuda, that the tzad of the tam still stays intact when he becomes a muad, and you pay chatzinezek even from based on an aputrapus's watching it when the katan is still a katan, and ma'amidin aputrapus l'tam l'gvos migufo. So we had all of those shitos that he was assuming according to Rava. Abaya argued. Abaya said that Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda are really arguing. Rabbi Yaakov doesn't just hold like Rabbi Yehuda straight, and the machlokas is about a case of muad, but he didn't watch it at all, and he went into what the machlokas is there. So that was the second shot of Abaya. So now we're up to three lines from the bottom. Amalei Ravacha Barabaya L'Ravina Bishlama La'Abaya Da'amar Pligi Shapir. According to Abaya, who said that Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing, so then Shapir, that everything fits in. I understand why the case is talking about a case of Muad, because regarding Tam, you wouldn't be able to learn it, because Rabbi Yehuda might not hold that you're Gove a Tam from an Aputrapus case. But Rava Damar Lo Pligi. But according to Rava, who's answer number one, who says that they don't argue, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda do not argue. Rabbi Yaakov just holds like all of Rabbi Yehuda's opinions, and really they would agree. Adumuki la b'muad nukba b'tam. So why are you boxed in and forced to interpret this statement of his as muad? Just say tam. You interpret it as muad, and you're focusing on the tam element because he did a shmir p'chusa, and therefore you're putter from by the case of muad. Just say talking about a case of tam, and E l'Rev Yehuda da avale shmir p'chusa, and if he holds like Rev Yehuda that say that he did a shmir p'chusa below avale shmir mu'ula, and he didn't do the high level shmira, and in that case we would say that you're putter from the mu'ad aspect, but you're chayev for the tam aspect, or E l'Rev Elazar ben Yaakov da avale shmir klal. Or go like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that a tam, it's enough for a tam even to do a shmira p'chusa, a low-level shmira. So, and say the case here is that he didn't do any shmira. D'tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, echa tam echa muad, shesharman shmira p'chusa p'turin. A tam or muad that did a shmira p'chusa, they're pater. V'hakam ashmalan, Rabbi Yaakov, and what would be the chiddush? To ma'amidin lan aputrapin la tam likbos b'gufo. And the chiddush would be that Rabbi Yaakov says that you would appoint in aputrapus to be govim migufa, which is a machlokas that we discussed yesterday. So why, according to Rava, that why was he forced to say that the machlokas, the issue, the case is by muad? Say the issue is by tam, and there's no machlokas. You're right, there's no machlokas. Doesn't have to be a machlokas. And the case is either he did a shmir p'chusa or a shmir meula, or I'm sorry, shmir p'chusa or no shmir at all, and we would still be able to interpret the statement of Rabbi Yaakov. So why don't we say that? So Amarlei Hachi Ka'amar Chada De Isbe Tarti Taima. The reason that we were mokemit as muad and not just tam, because if we interpret it like muad, we learn that he holds like all of the shitas, Like we said yesterday, he holds like Tatavas become Momentus, and he holds Sagila Bishrivachusa, and he holds that your mom and Aputrapas Likvos Tami Gufo. All those things you learn from the fact that you're Mokamid by a case of Mu'an, so that's why you did that. It's Chadadis Beitarki Taima, it's one case, but you learn many different halachos from your, that Rabbi Yaakov is based on from that case. So that is why we choose that case to interpret it and not just the case of Tom. Okay. Third pshat, though. Ravina Amar. We had Rava, now we have Abaya, and now we have Ravina. Ravina Amar, Rishus Mishan Eki Benayu. Really, there is a machlokas between Rav Yaakov and Rav Yehuda. What is it? Rishus Mishan. Like we mentioned yesterday, when there is a different owner, a different bialim for the animal, do we say that the status of the ox could change? Kagon to have him muad, but it's pakeach, hacheresh, v'dishpek hacheresh, v'dishtaf ha'ashote, v'gdil ha'katan. In all these cases where the person came back to their senses or the katan grew up, so all those cases, and each one of these you might have said is unique. You might have said even if a shote becomes nishtafe, maybe you wouldn't say the same thing by a katan, shenis gadel. That's the same person, nothing really changed, even though he achieved das. So each of these are a chiddush. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sabar Hariyu B'chaskaso, Rabbi Yaakov Sabar Rishus Mishana. And that's why Rabbi Yaakov holds you pay chatzi nezek, while Rabbi Yehuda would say you pay nezek shalem, even though they agree by the yesod of the other, by the other rules of the case. Period. Okay, that's just finishing up yesterday's daf. So now we continue with Tanu Rabbanan, a new braisa, also related to what we've been discussing about Ketanim and Aputrapin, as we continue here in the fourth parak. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Aputrapsin Mishalman Min Ha'aliyah Be'in Mishalman Kofer. An Aputrapis pays Min Ha'aliyah from the Aliyah of the Nechasim, Ve'in Mishalman Kofer, but they do not pay Kofer. If the ox kills a person, usually you pay Kofer, so the owner pays Kofer. He doesn't get killed, because the person only gets killed if he himself kills somebody. Only a Rotzeach Eschai Misa if he kills, and not if his animal kills, but he pays Kofer. But an Aputrapis doesn't pay Kofer. But he pays Min Ha'aliyah, as we discussed yesterday. Who's Aliyah? Aliyah's Aputrapis, or Aliyah's Hayisomim? That was yesterday's discussion, again, maybe relating to how much the Aputrapis is a real bialim for the kids, or relating just to the issue of, are we worried that they're not going to become Aputrapsin if we give them real responsibility? But again, both of those, a more fundamental issue and a more practical issue. So Aputrapis pays Min Aliyah, but not Kofer. So Mantana, why wouldn't the Aputrapis pay Kofer? Why wouldn't he pay Kofer? If he pays Min Aliyah, why wouldn't he pay Kofer either? So the Gemara assumes why. It must be Mantana Kufra Kapara V'yasvi Labade Kapara Ninu. Who is this opinion that must hold the following? That Kofer payment is a Kapara. If it's a Kapara and not just a Mamon payment, so then maybe that's why an Aputrapis is not responsible, because the Kapara goes by the real owner, and the owner are the Yesomim, and Yesomim, who are Ketanim, don't need a Kapara. Because Lav B'nei Kapara Ninu, as we discussed a little yesterday, what does it mean Lav B'nei Kapara Ninu? Does that mean that they didn't do a Maisa Avera at all? Or does that mean they did a Maisa Avera, but they're Potter? Right, so they're also Lav B'nei Kapara, so you can read this line either way, depending how you look at a Maisa Avera of a Katan. So who is the opinion that says that Kofer is Kapara and Yesomim therefore wouldn't have to pay? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Chizkiya Rabbi Yishmael Ben Osher Yochanan Brokahi. It's Rabbi Yishmael's Shita in the name. Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, holds that Kofer is Kapara. Let's stop for a minute. The Shita Kubatzis here quotes from the Ra'ah. Why, as we said yesterday, we said that sometimes Aputrapis could pay and then he could collect it afterwards from Yesomim, even though it's the Yesomim's real responsibility. So why here don't we say that the Aputrapis will pay the Kofer, and then when the Yesomim get older, so then the Yesomim will, you know, pay them back? What's the difference between yesterday's payment and today's payment? That's the Ra'az question. Tema, the Aputrapis nami patur valmai, kivat the minter leo pasha bay, v'kivat the Kofer kapara, milo boy kapara. Why don't you say that? He was supposed to watch it, right? Why didn't he watch it? So he says the Efshar. The Kiva the Yasmi La B'nei Kapara in the Klal, since they're La B'nei Kapara, Lo Raminan Alayhu Tashlumin the Kofer Klal. No, you don't pay them, make them pay Kofer at all. The Aputrap is like a Lamemer to Mishalim. Why? To Kiva the Mishalim, Lo Lamimne V'lo Avdi, because he's never going to get paid back. Even when they get older, why not? Yesterday we said when they get older, they'll pay back. No, velo dami l'tashlum in tashlumi nezek. You don't say it's like nezek. Why? Because by nezek, the yisomim really are responsible. They just can't pay. So that's why the apotropos pays, and when they get older, then they pay back. Velo, and therefore, that's not going to prevent people from becoming apotropos, because they know they're going to get paid back. But by kofer, da havi kapara, da apotropsin gufayu bilachud, velo shaychi buhu yasmi klau. But the yisomim, because they are ketanim, they're lav b'nei kapara. As the Gemara says, it's different than Nezek. By Nezek, they should pay, but they can't pay. So therefore, when they get older, they will pay back the apotropos. But by kofer, it's not that they should pay. They shouldn't pay, because they're lav b'nei kapara ninu. At the moment of lav b'nei kapara ninu, then they'll never have to pay. And therefore, if the apotropos pays, they'll never get paid back. They'll never have to pay back the apotropos.
Once somebody gets older, he doesn't do tshuva for what he does.
So is this a riot that for he doesn't do tshuva, but it could be that for certain averas, they are considered an avera b'shaito. They just have to pay back later. Here, it seems like, at least by nizkei mamon, it's not even an avera b'shaito. Maybe chovel is, maybe adam amazik is. So you can't always know exactly if every case is the same, but at least here the Ra'ah is assuming that kofar is different than a regular case in this Kemamon. Here, Lora Minan La Alayo Klau, and therefore they'll never pay back the Apotropos, that's why the Apotropos won't pay.
Is it because they can't be considered violent, or they can't be responsible for their actions?
Is they, I probably say the latter, they can't be responsible for their actions, and therefore they don't have to give the Kapara. They don't have to give the Kapara.
In the case of a Shomer, who pays
kofar? In case of a Shomer, who pays kofar? I think we're going to talk about that on Amud Beis. We're going to get back into the issue of Sholo versus Apotropos. The Rashba is going to talk about it.
Because if the Shomer himself pays kofar, then why doesn't the Apotropos pay kofar? Because
the question is,
who's
stronger? Is the Sholo stronger, or is the Shomer stronger, or the Apotropos stronger? Who is more of a Bailon? I think you can say it either way. On the one hand, it's really the Apotropos's. They're the real owner. It's just that they don't have the wherewithal to watch it now, so therefore you have somebody who's their extension, the Apotropos. On the other hand, you might be Mechalik within Shomer also, but I think you could go either way. Okay. The Rebbeinu Peretz, as we're going to get into right now, also discusses, we're about to say whether Kofar is Kapara or Mamon. So he says, what's the real difference whether Kapara or Mamon? Well, my Nafkamina, besides this Nafkamina that we're about to say, that whether the Apotropos pays, he brings three other Nafkaminas. He says, number one, could the Yarshim of the Neherag be Mochel? Right, the one who was killed. So could they be mochel? You know what? You know, we know it wasn't your fault. It was your animal's fault. You don't have to pay. So again, if it's mamon, of course they could be mochel. They could be mochel in any case of mamon. If it's kapara, they can't. If it's kapara, then you can. Just like the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Lamed, if you say that the payment of eating truma b'shogeg is kapara, the kohen cannot be mochel because it's kapara. I need the kapara. Number one. Number two is lamadar mamona im lo yimsa l'shalem pater. If he doesn't have enough money to pay, does he have to go and beg? You have to go and make sure to find some to pay. So again, if it's kapara, yes. Because you can't just say, oh, what can I do? No, you have to get a kapara. You have to protect yourself. And if not, not. And the onira, the last one, is l'inyin yasmi. Kedetani hacha. If you say like here, like yasomim, would yasomim have to pay for their father's actions? So if it's mamon, yeah, because it's the chov that they is already owed by their father, and if it's kapara, not, because maybe kapara is more personal. So those are three nafkaminas the Tosafot Ben Peretz mentions in terms of kapara or mamon. But the Gemara here asks this issue, whether the apotropos does not pay kofar. So we're back to the Braisa. So the Braisa says the apotropos does not pay kofar. It must be because that kapober is a kapara payment, and yisomim are labanei kapara. So who is this opinion? It must be Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Tanya, as the Braisa says, v'nasan pidyon nafsho. He has to pay a pidyon for his soul. So whose soul are we talking about? So demei, we had this earlier, demei nizik. So the first opinion is demei nizik. You pay the value of the nizak, the nizak's value. You see how much he is worth on a market of avadim. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rosh, Rabbi Yochanan b'Rocha, over demei mazik. Right, the mazik's damim value. So my la baka mifli, what's the machlokas? So again, each one is different. This is not erichin. By erichin, there's a difference between erichin and damim. So because erichin is all about the set values that the Torah states in Parshas B'chukosai. So depending on your age and your gender, that's already set. Doesn't matter how strong you are. But damim, it depends, right? Demei alai and erichin alai are different. Damim alai depends on how much a person is worth on the slave market. So my lab, how come what's this machlokas about? Whether you pay to be nizak or to be mazik? The rabbanan, sabri, the rabbanan, who say that you pay to be nizak, kufra, mamonahu. It's kufra is mamon, right? Because whenever you damage something, you pay what it's worth. That's mamon. So to here, you damage, you kill the nizak, and therefore, there's a payment that is a mamonous payment. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai, obviously, you can't put a monetary value on a human life, but at least a token payment, so to speak. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yochai Baruch Hu, Savar Kufr Kapara, and he holds Kapara, and therefore you go by the one who needs the Kapara, you go by the Meimazik. So isn't that the Machlokas? And therefore, this opinion of the Tana Rabbanan is like Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, and he doesn't pay Kofar. So Amar Papa Lo, maybe that's not the Machlokas. The Kuli Amba Kufr Kapara, maybe everybody agrees that Kofar is a Kapara payment. The machlokas is, how do you best achieve the kapara payment? By going by whose value? Rabbanan Savri Pitanizak Shaminan. Rabbanan say, to get the kapara payment, it's best to pay the value of what the nizak was worth. And Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch, Omar Savri Pitanizak Shaminan. So even though they both might hold kufra kapara, you still go by Pitanizak or Pitanizak. So now what are the svaras? My time at the Rabbanan. What's the reason for the Rabbanan that they say to me, Nizak? Nemra Shisa Lamata, Venemra Shisa Lamala. It says Shisa, that verb Lamata. What's Lamata? Rashi quotes by the case of here is Lamata, Venemra Shisa Lamala. And also says Lamala by the case of Demei Vlados, the case of Mishpatim, where two men are fighting and one of them hits a pregnant woman and knocks, Rachman al Islam kills her Vlados, who are her fetuses, so he has to pay money for that. He has to pay money for that. So what value do you pay there? You pay the value of the vados. So mala halam b'din nizak, avkam b'din nizak. And just like there, you pay b'din nizak. It says kasher yashis alav ba'al ha'isha. Just like there, you pay b'din nizak. So too here, you pay b'din nizak. That is the rabbanan's shita. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Savar no, v'nasan pidyon nafsho k'siv. You pay the pidyon of his own soul, and therefore he has to he has to give his own payment, his own value. For Rabbanan, in Pidyon Nafsho K'siv. Rabbanan say, you are giving the Pidyon for your soul. Miyuki Shaminan B'Dinizak Shaminan. The Pidyon for your soul is what the Nizak's worth. So therefore, that is the Machlokas. Okay, so that's, they both hold Kufra is Kapara. Period. Mishaveach Le'Rava L'Rav Nachman. Bid Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the Adam Gadol, who Rav Rava was talking to Rav Nachman and said, the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is a great man. Great man, you got to go hear a shear from him. So Amalei, he says to him, you know what? When he goes to visit you, come bring him to me. I'd love to talk to him and learn him. So when he comes to visit, bring him to me. He also legabei. When he finally came, so Amalei bought imine milsa. So when he finally came to him, it's not 100% clear who's talking here, but it sounds like Rava to Rav Nachman. It is Rava to Rav Achabar Yaakov. So he says, no, ask me a kasha. Ask me a kasha. I know you're a great man. Ask me any kasha. So he says, okay. Buy me nay. So he asks him the following question. Shor shel shnei shutzvin, ketzen mishalman kofer. Right? So how have I, we should be able to ask such in-depth questions when we see each other. You know, if somebody rabbi asks us, we probably ask a parsha question. That's my, probably ask, you know, why did Yaakov Avinu, let's get into it. Shor shel shnei shutzvin. Right? So a shor of two partners. How do they pay kofer? Mishalem. High kofer, a high kofer. You want to say each of them pays a full kofer? Kofer echad abrachman of lo shnei kofrin. What do you mean? But it says you only pay one kofer and not two kofers. So they can't each pay kofer. High chati kofer, high chati kofer. You want to split it? They each pay half a kofer. Kofer shalom abrachman of lo chati kofer. They each have to pay one. They each have to pay one kofer and not two kofers. So what exactly do they pay? Tosva says on top. Tosva says he didn't ask. What about two oxen of two shvarim? Right. What if it wasn't one ox of two partners, two oxen of two partners? Right. Why did he give that? Why did he ask about the case of one ox of two partners? Then you have the problem. What about two oxen that teamed up to pay to kill someone? So this tells us that wouldn't be the question, because whatever you say about two people teaming up to kill a person, you would say about two oxen teaming up. Right. We had this back on Daf Yud. If you remember, right, where we just spoke about all the cases of people doing half nezek and they pay full nezek, right? We spoke about the large man sitting on the bench. We spoke about the second person digging a pit, and we also spoke about two people killing somebody, right? All the cases on that daf. So Tosis on top says, "Bishnei shvarim shal shnayim lo matzi lemibayi." right, two oxen of two different people, he didn't ask him. Why? According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who says that if 10 people hit somebody, one after another, the last one is chayiv. So, hachanami, ha'achron chayiv. So here too, the achron would be chayiv. V'i bibas achas. And if you would say, if he did it all at once, kulan paterni misa, they will be pater from misa. Why? The kamisas bailam kach misas ashar. Just like you go, just like the rules are for a person killing, so too for a shark killing. Bekiva to paterni mi misa, paterni mi kofer. And therefore, it would be the same exact rules would apply to an animal and to a person. So therefore, Tosva says it didn't ask that question of two oxen that are owned by two different people. The Rashba also notes that this whole question is only L'man D'Amar Kufr Kapara. L'man D'Amar Mamona, we're going to have a lot of Rashbas over the next couple of lines. Oh, the L'man D'Amar Kufr Mamona, obviously you split it. Just like any time you have two properties that do damage, Kufr Mamona is not a problem to split it. So this question is only L'man D'Amar, says the Rashba, Kufra Kapara. Shalom Atzinu Kapara Lachatzain. That's why the question is only there. So the question is, do you pay a whole kofar, but that doesn't work because you only pay one? Or do you pay half kofars, but that doesn't work because you can't pay half kofars? One other ha'ara, the next tosus. The next tosus says, in kofar echad amar rachmana, tosus says, what happens, we learned in Masechta Shabbos, that if two people carry something out on Shabbos together, so if it was something very light, if we team up to carry a pencil, so then we're pater. It's only Issa'as Amin Dirabanan. That's called Shnaim Shesa'uhu. Maybe that's Shinui. That's why it's Dirabanan. But either way, that's pater. But what if it's something very heavy? Something very heavy that we both need to carry it. So then we're Chayef. Then we're Chayef. What happens if we did a Bishogeg? What happens if we did a Bishogeg? So the lacha is we each need to bring a Karban Chatos. If we didn't know if it was Shabbos, we did it. We need to bring a Karban Chatos. I asked Tosas, Chatos Echad Amar Rachmana Velo Shnayim. Just like here, Kofar Echad Amar Rachmana. So one act should be Mechayev, one Chatos. Just like here, Chatos is for Kapara and the Kofar is for Kapara. So why over here do you say Kofar Echad Amar Rachmana Velo Shnayim? And there you say you can bring one Chatos. So Tosas there gives two answers. He says, number one, maybe since the Kareses would be go with each person, had they done it B'mezid, so the Chatos always follows the Kares. That's the rule. The first mission is Masechas Krisos. There are 36 Krisos, and all the Krisos go by when you chayav a karban chatos if you did a b'shogeg. So maybe chatos goes by kares. If they each, you can't split a kares, right? So if they each chayav kares, if you did a b'mezus, they each chayav a chatos if you did a b'shogeg. But the second answer of Tosfos is interesting. The ode.
And by kofer.
But by kofer.
So there's no real.
So by kofer, there's no parallel. Well, you don't say just like how they done it b'mezus. They did it b'mezus here. I mean, the animal did it. So there's no parallel, there's no link to say that these should be chayev each. The second one Tosfos says is that what's behind one and not two? Chatos de la gavoa in lahakmini mevi in shtei chatos. By chatos, it's going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets an extra carbon, fine. We'll worry about it so much. But kofar, which is going to your friends, why should he get so much? Loma yarviach zeb b'masha ashor l'shnayim. Just because this ox is owned by two people, he should get two? That's not fair. That's the Gemara's questions, therefore, that don't compare chatos to
there's no half cover, he gets nothing.
So, right, we didn't answer the question yet. So, it's only half cover, you get nothing. That's also not fair. So, let's see. So, says the Gemara, so before he got to answer that question, right, remember he said he was a great man. So, he said, ask me a question. So, he asked him a question. So, meanwhile, before he got to ask him a question, he asked him another question. But before he got to think, answer it, Amalei says, I have another question. I'm going to talk about, do these questions have anything connected? So, it's not. The Mishnah says, Chai ve'erchin mamashkin inosan. Chai ve'erchin, we are mamashkin. What does mamashkin mean? The Mishnah says there that Bezdin, if they feel that a person will eventually get around to making the payment that he has to pay, they won't take a mashkon from him. They won't take a collateral, because before you're going to pay it. But something that we're not sure if you're ever going to pay, you don't take so seriously this payment, then we're going to take a mashkon from you. So the Mishnah says, Chai ve'erchin, if somebody owes an erich, then we are mamashkin. Because he had said, Erki alai, I owe this erich. So who says if you're ever going to pay it? So what's pushing you to pay it? So you might not ever pay it. So the gabai goes and takes a mashkon from you. Chai ve'chatos asham, what's even mashkon osan? But if you owe a karban chatos or asham, you're definitely going to do that, because that's you need a kapara. So therefore, we are not going to be mamashkin you, because we assume that you are going to pay it. Chai ve'kofrin mai. What about if somebody owes kofar? Where does that fall? Kiva de kaparahu. Since it's kufar kapara, kachatas u kasham dami. It's like a chatas and an asham, and therefore, mechmer chamri lave. It's stringent in people's eyes. And we don't have to take a mashkon because we assume people take this seriously. Or do we say no? Kivan de la chavri hu de bay la mesvale, because you know it's going to your friend. It's not going to Hashem. It's going to your friend. So mamonu, then you don't, even if it is kapar, you think of it just as a monetary payment. And it's not so stringent in your eyes. Ubo mashkone. And therefore, you have to take a mashkon. Right? So that's the question. So do you take a mashkon or not from there? The Meiri notes, what do you, all these cases, let's say you force. Right? Well, you would force. Was that a kapara, really? If you're forced to do it, you get a kapara. Usually kapara has to be kind of voluntary. I want to be, get a kapara. If you're forced to give something, is that a real kapara? Says the Meiri, Kofan Asashi Amarotsani. As we had in Kiddush Nafnun and elsewhere, that, no, the case is, we're going to bang you over the head until you say, okay, I want to. Like the Rambam's halacha in Gerushin, Hilchos Gerushin, that until you say, I want, and therefore that's your real Ratzon coming out. It's just the Eitz Hara that's forcing you not to. That's what the Miri says. Kovod HaSoshi HaMarotzani. The Miri also says, Yireli, right, his own Svara, She'en Mamashkinin Bo El Abezdin Shebi Yerushalayim. Every little Bezdin in every little city cannot be Mamashkin. This halach only applies to the Bezdin Yerushalayim. She'en Bati Dinim Shebeshara Yaros Nis Kakam LaKapara. Right, only the Bezdin Yerushalayim would be able to do this. Maybe connected to the fact that only it's connected to Karbanos. So that's the Meiri here. 2 points. Kofan HaSashi HaMarotzani and only the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. So, what do you say? Inami, or, this is the question he says. Kiva dehu lo chata umamona hu da'azik lo chamer milsi lavei ubay mashkone. Not only that it's going to his friend, but because he didn't really do it. It was his animal that did it, so maybe again he doesn't take it so seriously, and therefore we have to take it as a mashkone. So, what's the answer, he says? So he didn't answer the first question yet. So Amar Leh, he says, Shafkan, leave me alone! It's Tagav HaKamaisa. I'm still closed up from the first question. I mean, give me a chance to answer. Calm down. So that is unanswered questions. Unanswered questions. Two Ha'aris. Number one, Tosfos here says, the only question by Chavi Kofer, the little Tosfos, is by Yorshe HaNizak. I'm sorry, by Yorshe HaNizak Atzmo Mibayleh, right, in Michon LaMashkano. Only by the Yorshim of the of the Nizak. Can the inheritors of the one who died take a mashkon? That's the question. But a bezdin, that's a real type of mashkon, and therefore maybe that would be allowed. What about the Meiri? Did the Meiri agree to this? But that's Tosfos. Got to work out how Tosfos thinks. Maybe the Tosfos is assuming that a bezdin would automatically be able to. The only question is, can the Yerushim take the law into their own hands and take a mashkon and get kapara that way? Because maybe they don't get kapara if it's forced like that. Okay, that's Tosfos. What's the psak? So we didn't answer these questions. Unanswered. So halacha l'maisa, what are we paskin? So let's just go l'chumra. What's l'chumra? What's the l'chumra? That you take the mashkon or you don't take the mashkon? So the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. He says, v'lo efshita. It's not pashit. And so he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Yud, Afagab to kufr kapara memashkin oso bal karcho. You take the mashkon, right? So some of the notes they can't say, oh, he went l'chumra. The question is, do you take the mashkon or not? So you take the mashkon, that's l'chumra. So is that, it's l'chumra for one, it's l'kula for the other. So this is one of these cases that you're not sure. Usually you know chumra and kula. You might say here it's a chumra, but I must be chavir ol avaraya. Right? But then the Minchas Chinuch says, but maybe you know vadai that he's chayiv, it's a kula for the guy getting the money. Kula for the Yorshe HaNizak, right? So then he says maybe here regular rules of chumra and kula and also mechaber adav doesn't apply because you know he's chayif. You know he's chayif to pay. The question is, are you mamashkein? So there you won't say I'm also mechaber adav araya. You know he owes it. So just because he has it muchzak, so this is not a regular case, and that's why maybe the Rambam says that this is the chumra overrides the fact that it is hamotz mechavero alav haraya. What? Are they mamashkin metatlin? How are you mamashkin karka? Can't take it. So achora, right? So we're not talking about yisomim here. We're talking about the yorshe hanizak getting it from the person, What about the first question? Also unanswered. I'm not sure. I mean, lachora, you don't want him to get off scot free. So I think we generally say that you pay half and half. You're not going to pay double. I think that's the one that the postgum were noted to, but again, it's not answered in the Gemara. It's not answered in the Gemara. You got to look up there the Rishonim. I don't remember exactly. I think it's Chatzi. But you have to check. Okay, let us continue. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan. Shalu b'cheskas tam anim samur. What happens if I borrow an animal thinking that it's a tam, and that really it's a mu'ud? Baila mishalim chatzi nezek, v'shol mishalim chatzi nezek. So in that case, the owner is going to pay chatzi nezek, and the shol is going to pay chatzi nezek. The shol, even though it's chayiv nezek shalim altogether, but the shoel assumed that it was only a tam, and therefore he's only going to pay chatzi nezek, and the baila has to be mashlim the rest. Huad bebeis shoel v'hechzeru l'bailim. But the second case, what happens if it was a tam and it became a mu'ud in the beis shoel? Right, it gored three times in the shoel and v'chzeru l'bailim, and then he gave it back to the owner. So then. But Bailam Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, the Bailam paying Chatzi Nezek, why, as we'll see, Rishus Mishana, as we'll get to it, Vishol Pater Miklum, Vishol Vas Pater, because now it's back in the Rishus of the owner. Period. So now let's talk about case number one. Amar Mar, Shalu Becheskas Tam and Imsa Muad. If he borrowed it, Becheskas Tam and Imsa Muad Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, Vishol Chatzi Nezek, the Ish pay Chatzi Nezek. So now we're going to go back for the next 10 lines. Back and forth, what could each of them have said to each other? So, Vamai, why should the Shoel have to pay even Chatzi Nezek, and the owner pay Chatzi Nezek? Lema le, let the Shoel tell him, Tura She'ili, Arya lo She'ili, I borrowed an ox, not a lion. Right? So this is I expected it to have to guard it like I guard a short tom.
I would say
that's the opposite. Well, the Gemara's
what?
What's it called? Well, we're going to go back and forth here. Right, okay, so we're going to go back and forth with what the Svaras are. According to Behuda, Muad has less Shmira, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, so why does he say, I borrowed an ox, I didn't borrow a lion? So the Gemara says, Amarav, Hachamayaskina, Shehikir Boshu Nakra. No, the case is that the Shoel knew this, it was a wild animal. He wasn't a Muad yet, but he knew he was a wild animal, so he should have guarded it. He should have guarded it more. So more. So let him say to him, Tam Shili Muad Lo Shili, but still, I borrowed a tam and not a muad, and therefore I guarded it only like a tam, not like a muad. So I shouldn't have to even pay half of a muad. Mishum to amale. What? Okay, Mishum. Well, the question is, does Rishus Mishana work in that direction, in the shomer direction? But we'll see. Mishum to amale. Sof sof itama vipaganiska basusume. Look, either way, if it was a tam, you'd have to pay half nezek. Sashanami zoshlim paganiska. So pay half now. You would have had to pay half, so pay half anyway. Vinemale. Let him say him no. Itama vi mishalim migufo. Yeah, but Tom, I would have had a limit on how much I have to pay. Only migufo. And now I have to pay min aliyah. Amarle, mishum da, answer, mishum da amarle, sof sof. At lav tur bash lumi lididi? No. So he says, no. You would have had to pay migufo, but you know what? They would have taken the ox away, and therefore you would have had to pay me back anyway, says the mashal to the shoel. Right? If it gored and the gufo went to the nizek, you'd have to pay me back. So from your properties. From your properties, but not just from the ox. So you see, your properties are you know, you have to pay for them anyway. So Venemalai, continuing, let him say, Itam havi modina umiftarina. Now, if it was a tam, I would have run to Bezin and admitted. And, right, modi umiftar, I would have admitted it, and therefore, right, because we paskin, right, Rashi quotes, paganis kaknasa. Right, back on Taf Tesvav, remember we asked the Kasha, now we said, Paganis Gamona. We say, Tjufta? We pass it like that anyway. We pass it in Paganis Gamona. So it would have been Odeo Miftar. Via Filamandar Paganis Gamona, and even according to the other opinion that Paganis Gamona, namely, let him say, Itam Hahu, if it would have a Tam, Havi Ma'arikinali La'agma, I would have gone and hid it in the swamp. Right, and therefore I wouldn't have had to pay anyway, because you only pay me Gufo, and if it's not there, you don't have to pay. So, then he would just keep hiding it. We'll have to see the Rashba in a second for how long. So, either way, he says, I should be Pater. So, a couple of points. Number one, what's the first point? If it was Tom, you'd be Modu Miftar. Does the Hodah of a Shoel work for Modu Miftar? Does that work for Modu Miftar? You need the Hodah of the Bailum? How does that work, Modu Miftar? Right? So, how does that work, Asher B'chaim? How does Modu Miftar, as usual, don't you need the Bailum? So, Reb Chaim says that really all you need is the Shem Mazik in this case. By other kanasos, maybe the Baila, but here you need the Shem Mazik. Who's the Mazik in this case? The Shomer also has a Shem Mazik, says Reb Chaim in Hilchoziske Mamon, and therefore it would be enough for Modu Miftar. But then he says, David records the Mandabar, Paganesk Mamona, let him say, I would hide it. We'll get back to that in a minute. So, El Hakamayaskinako, da Akta Medina Vatafse. Okay. Bezdin was Tofes the animal. quickly. So therefore, he wouldn't have been able to hide it. He wouldn't have been able to be able to miftar. So all those fall away. If that's true, then why? Again, what's the whole case we're talking about? It gored in the house of the Shoel, and they each pay half. But if Bezin grabbed it, so why should the owner pay Chatzi Nezek? Name alay, why can't the Mashil say to the Shoel, Atfaste Luturai, Biyada Mandalomatsina Lishchuya Dinabade? Right? You caused my shard to be grabbed by someone who I can't do a din with. I have no recourse with. Meaning Bezdin. Can't beat Bezdin. Can't take Bezdin to a din Torah. So it's your fault. It's your fault that I can't even like have any din Torah because you allowed this animal to be grabbed. So Mishum da Amarle, he says, what do you mean? Is it my fault? If I return it to you, they take it from you. So don't blame me. This animal's a nacha, they would have taken it from you. The name alay. So now again the mashal now says, yeah, drita ni alay have a miracle leva agma. If you returned it to me, I would have put it into the swamp. So nobody would have found it. So Mishum da Amarle, no, Flof me aliyah kamishtalmi. No, you know it's a mu'ad. So if you know it's a mu'ad, it is a mu'ad, then you have to pay min aliyah, not migufo. So what do you mean you would have hit it? What do you mean you would have hit it? Tosfos here asks, what do you mean he would have hit it in the swamp? What? I would have done something shalom kedin. What kind of vote? We're talking about Rashaim here. People are trying to get around the din? Ask Tosfos. I remember the agma, tema, matainizu. Imkin I owes the shalom kedin. You know, I would have done something against halacha. But we always have to take that into consideration. So Tosfos, the answer is Venir Ali on the bottom few lines of Tosfos, Sherot Solomar, he doesn't mean that he actually would have hit it. But he would have, let's say, used that as a threat to be able to get his payment lower. He would have been able to, you know, argue back and forth. Mitoch Dvarim Elu Shayisi Osel Hayanizik Mispasheri Mibi Dvar Muat. I would have hit, I would have delayed, I would have been able to bargain. And is it mutter? It was it's the way of the world. It's the way of the world. The way of the shook. So it doesn't mean permanently I wouldn't pay him, but I would try to get it down. I would try to get it down. A, that's Tosis Hara. The Rashba here also adds, this whole discussion is only, according to Sugi that we did when I was in America, Yusam Hashar. Only according to the Manda Amar of Rabbi Yishmael who holds Yusam Hashar, that when my Tom gores, so I owe you. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the Yuchlat Hashar, which means that we become Shutfin in the Shar, so it's half my animal. How could you hide it? You can't hide the animal if it's half mine. It's not going to work. Even if you hide it, it's not going to work. So therefore, says the Rashba, it must be according to Rabbi Shmuel. But then the Rashba says, how long is it going to stay in the swamp? I'm going to put it into the swamp. What, forever? But you got to take it out sometime. So Rabbi Shlomi says, no, maybe you keep it there, and then you'll go and shecht it in the swamp and eat it in the swamp. Something like that. Maybe you'll never take it out. Maybe you'll take it out. And then he quotes Tosis. Then he quotes Shalta right away. Right. Then he quotes Tosis' question at the end. That's what it's same that the saying that Tosfos said. So continuing the Gemara. So Hani Chahechadul Islay Nichsei. Fine. What was the last line we said? We said that Mashiel could say, I can put it in the swamp. No, he can't because he has to pay min aliyah. So Hani Chahechadul Islay Nichsei. So this is a fine defense. If he has other nechasim, so then the Shoel could say, hey, you couldn't put it in the swamp because you have to pay min aliyah anyway. Hechadul Islay Nichsei Maikel Meimar. But if he has no other property, then he still has a valid claim. I could have hit it, and therefore I wouldn't have had to pay. So Mishum da Amarle, no. The Shoel could say as follows. Since I owe you, but you now owe the Nizak, I have a responsibility that I could go, or a possibility that I could go straight to the Nizak. Me the Rebbe Nassan, from Rebbe Nassan's din, famous Shita, she with the Rebbe Nassan, which we had already in Psachim, Gittin, and Ksubis, this says on the side, and Kedushin, four times. This is the last time in Shas. Right? Fifth time. Titania, the Rebbe Nassan Omer, Rebbe Nassan says, Minayin, Lanosha, Bachavir, Bamana, Bachavir, Bachavir, Minayin, Shemosin, Lemizeven, Ozan, Lazer, how do you know if Ruven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, then Ruven could just pay straight to Levi. Tamalo, Rebbe Nassan, Lasher, Hashem, Lo. Right? A could go straight to C, based on the Pasek, beginning of Bamidbar. Give to the one who you owe to, La Asher Asham Lo, and therefore you can go straight to the third party. Right? The Rashba here says, you know what we see from here? That it's not just, Shemud Rasa is a huge sugya, but it's not just a few important points you see from this sugya.
it's not just that the one who is owed C could go to A. A could go to C. A doesn't have to go to, right, doesn't it's not just in one direction of the Toveh, it's the Nitzvah could go directly because he has looked and he's like, here the Shoal says, I'm going straight. That's point number one that you see from here. Number two, there's a big sugya. Can A go to A go all the way to C even without offering it in the middle to B? Without offering, does he have to give him at least a choice? So here it sounds like he doesn't have to give him a choice. He could go straight. Another important point. And number three important point, and that's what the Rashi here says, and there's a page and a half of footnotes if you want to look all of the makaris related to this. He says, V'chein shamanu mikan, delo amru, motziin mizev nosan lazeh, el k'she'in yachol lihipar mimenu kagon she'in lo nechasim. Maybe from here, when did the Gemara bring it, Rabbi Nassin? Only on the line of, Hecha de lesle nichseh ma'ika lameymar. Right? Lesle nechasim. So maybe Reuven is owed by Shimon, Shimon is owed by Levi. Let's say that's the case. Only if Shimon doesn't have property could then Reuven collect directly from Levi. So here, it was only brought in by Hecha de lesle nichseh. So this is a huge sugya. How much is that true? Meaning, how much, if in the Shuvah of Rabbi Nassin, the lundus is, how much does the middleman disappear? How much does he disappear? Is he really, when number three pays number one, is he really as if he's going through number two, or is not? Or forget number two, and you're going from three to one. That's the big sugya of Rabbi Nassin, so all of these are nafgaminas. What if doesn't want you to go skip him? What if he has the chasim? So all of these are issues of how much he disappears. And he says, "Vadin no sein should come mashi ish brushus achayim having meshubat veinim from an echad mishpatim b'makom sheish bnei chorin." It makes sense that it's only if he doesn't have enough property in the middle. Okay, there's a lot of other issues of Rabbi Nassin, but look at the Rashba here. The Rashba here talks about various items.
But at the end of the day, the Gemara leads to this question, and this was a case where the borrower thought he was getting a tam and really got a muah.
Right. At the end,
does not discuss the issue of a kol by a muah.
Right. Does not discuss kol. He discusses what, so you're saying it should be a kol and therefore the whole thing should be a mechatos?
There's a kol when there's a muad. So
it's the shoal's fault?
It's the shoal's fault? Borrower beware.
So it's the shoal's fault?
You know.
Okay, but he still pays chatzi nezek. It's his fault he should pay nezek shalim because there was a kol he should have known?
If I borrowed a muad, knowing it was a muad, I'm chai for the whole thing.
Right.
So what's the difference here?
Right, so here, lechora, maybe it's not the same type of kol.
Okay.
Not the same type of call. We had earlier that by an Eved Yeshlo call and by a Shar Lesle call. Right, we had earlier. By a case of, right, we had it at the bottom of an Amid base. Right, we had that. I have to find it. And there's a difference between an Eved and an animal. So you there is a difference. I mean, it might not be the same level of call as right, so it's it could be, right, not exactly the same here. On Daf Yud Alpha Mabez, it says, the difference between Eved Aputiki and Shar Aputiki. My time is like Kala, Baha less like Kala. An Eved has a Kala, Shar does not have a Kol. So even if you're going to say an animal has a Kol, maybe it's not the same level of Kol as a Karka, let's say. Okay, let's continue. Huad, what about the Seifa, the second case? Huad, Bebe Shoal, Bechzir, Labailim. What if it became a mort in the house of the Shoal? And he gave it back to the owner, Bailim, Shalom, Chatzi Nezek, Bechzir, Bechzir, Miklum. Right? So he pays Chatzi Nezek. Why? It sounds like Rishos Bashana. Sefer Rishos Bashana, Resha Rishos Ena Mashana. Because Resha, what you asked before, we say Rishos is not Mashana. Why? Because it was a Muad, and now you give it to the Shoel, and it stays a Muad. So I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, fine. Tav Rabbi Shoshana Zulo Shana Zu. Correct. The Resha could be a case of, whole like the Manda Amar, of Rishos Ena Mashana. And the Sefer holds Rishos Bashana. Answer number two, Rabba Amar, Midir Resha Rishos Ena Mashana, Sefer Nami Rishos Ena Mashana. Really, they're both Rishos Ena Mashana. Right, so the problem is the Seifa, Hainu Taima, so why in the Seifa, when it goes back to the Mashiel, is he only Chayev Chatzi Nezek, Rishim Da Amalei, because he could say to him, Lav Kol Kamina, Flemi Alis Leilu Turoi, you don't have the power to make my ox into a Muad. Right, just because you were warned, it's not enough to make my ox into a Muad. And here's where the Rashba discusses, one second, what's the difference between the Shoal and an Aputrafis? An Aputrafis is enough to make it into a Muad? But a shoel is not enough to make it into a muad. Right, so again, which is stronger? So it sounds from this Gemara like an apotropis is stronger. So that's answer number two. Answer number three, Rav Papa Amar mi de Sefer Rishas Mashana, Risha Nami Rishas Mashana. From the fact that Sefer is Rishas Mashana, so to the Risha. The Risha Hainu Taima. So what's the Risha? Why do we say if we hold Rishas Mashana, why in the Risha does it not change when it's given to the Shoel? Mishim de Kalmakam Shaholech, Shem Baila Balav. That's not called a Shinei Rishus. Wherever it goes, it has the Rishus of the Bailam on it. So therefore, it doesn't change. It doesn't change. Period. Okay, next. The Mishnah yesterday said, Shar Itzdin, the arena bull that is trained to kill, Eino Chayim Misa, is not Chayim Misa. But in Machlokas yesterday, in the Nimuki Yosef, in the Ritva, whether he's Chayim Nezek. Ibo Eluhu. Mahu Lagabi HaMizbeach. So fine. So he's not Chayim Misa, but what about Lagabi HaMizbeach? Right? Can you give it as a carbon? So Rav Amar Kasher, Shmuel Amar Pasel. Rav Amar Kasher, Onusu. It's an Onus. And therefore, you are, it's allowed to be hookrav. Shmuel Amar Pasel, Harinev, Bo Averish. Shmuel says, no, Lamaisa, and Aver was done to it. Right? This was the one of the Makaras that Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted in the Beis HaOtzer. We quoted this a few days ago on Daf Chavches, when we discussed how do you look at the Ones? Is an Avera Ba'ones a Maisa Avera with a Patur, or is it not a Maisa Avera at all? So he says, oh, this is the Machloka, Shar Itzdin. Right, you read a Gemara, you have to know, have to have your antennas up. I didn't mention it last time. He says, and I'll give you another Gemara which relates to this. Again, at a left field. The Gemara says in Yavama Sadaf Kufav, if a Yavama eats garlic and then spits, says the Gemara, lo asta velo klum. She didn't do anything. Why? Because the garlic made her spit. It's not her natural saliva. And she has to have natural saliva come out. My time of a yarka me atzma be'inon v'leka, says the Gemara. What's that about? When you have somebody forcing you to do an act, it's not called the act. She spit be'ones there. Maisa, the maisa, be'ones, is not called a maisa. Same thing. He says, that is the shita of Rav. Onusu, and therefore it's not called a maisa. As you take a Gemara from Chalitza and the Gemara by Shara Istadin, and that has to do with the maisa of Erba Ones. Right, that's the base of Otsar. So he says, so that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. I'm sorry? Well, we're going to get to that in a second. So Meisve, so says the Gemara 1 minute, Min HaBehema. It says, Min HaBehema. You can bring an animal for a carbon from animals. That sounds like not all animals. Lahotzi es a roveya, to exclude a roveya, meaning an animal that has a relationship with a person. Ves hanirba. Min HaBakar lahotzi es a nevad. Min HaBakar, to exclude a vodazara animal. Min HaTzon lahotzi es a muksa. Min HaTzon, to exclude muksa, meaning even just set aside. Set aside for Avodah Zarah. The Rashba here, that's what Rashi says. The Rashba here discusses that in other Gemaras, it seems like you need some type of act done, not just set aside. Maybe you have to give it to the Komrim. Maybe they have to shave its head to get it ready to be used. Rashi seems to say you just need muksa. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Uminatzon lahotzi es anogeyach. Uminatzon, to exclude anogeyach. So Amar Reb Shimon, im no my ravea lama nemer nogeach, lama nemer nogeach, lama nemer ravea. What's the chiddush of each one? Because yish beravea may sheim benogeach, for yish benogeach sheim beravea. Each one has a chumra. Ravea asaba onis karatzon, nogeach lo asaba onis karatzon. A ravea, meaning an animal that has a relationship with a person, onis karatzon are equal. They're both niskal. Nogeach lo asaba onis karatzon. But a nogeach onis is not called ratzon. We'll get back to the line in a second. And the opposite, nogeach mishalim kofer, roveya inu mishalim sa kofer. Nogeach, if an animal kills a person, he has to pay kofer, not a roveya. Laficha chuzrach lomar roveya, vuzrach lomar nogeach. That's why he has to say both. End of Raisa. But what do you see from there? Ketani mias. Along the way, what did the Raisa say? Roveya asaba onis karatzon, nogeach lo asaba onis karatzon. Right, and ogeach is, you don't treat onis like ratzon. Lamai helchasal, lamai nafkamina, lav la carbon. Isn't this regarding carbon? You don't say onis is karatzon, and therefore, isn't this a raya to rav? That you could give a carbon that was nogeach ba onis? Lo luktala, no, it has to do with ktala. In terms of getting killed, if an animal kills the maize, it is chayiv misa. If an animal doesn't kill, it's not. Pachrei mistavern, it makes sense. Di amrit lino carbon. Because if you say we're talking about a case of the halacha of carbon, nogeach lo asav onis karatzon, lav onis didiksev, lo ratzon didiksev. Meaning, what do you mean onis, he didn't make onis karatzon? It doesn't say either one in the Torah. It doesn't say either one in the Torah that what can't you not use for a carbon? By chayiv misa, it says it. Onis karatzon sounds like it says ratzon in the Torah, and we treat onis like ratzon. It doesn't say either one in the Torah. And the lav l'ktala must be talking about a ktala, and by ktala it does say it in the Torah. Right? It says, ki yigach. And therefore, it makes sense that it's talking about the mice talking about katala and not carbon. All those makaros, when I was in last week, when I was in New York, so I met someone. He says, "Oh, I remember that discussion that we had last week about the mice aveir ba'onis baratzon." He said, "Last time you did that sugi, you also mentioned the binyan siyan. You didn't mention that this time." So I said, "Oh, okay." So the next time it comes up, I'll have to mention the binyan siyan. It's an unforgettable binyan siyan. Obviously, I know that's why he mentioned it. The binyan siyan in Kufnun, the Aruch Laner, in Kufnun Dalet quotes this tragic. Right, it's 1859. Tough ratio test. Right, this came up. It was a case of a woman who there was a certain man that moved into a town, and he was a tzaddik, and he rolled around in the snow, and he did see goofim, and he stayed in the base medrash all night, and he was a tzaddik yisodolo, and everybody's like, "Oh, he's a holy man. And all of a sudden, one time, the man comes to a woman privately and says, Can I sleep in your house tonight?" It was Parshas Tetzaveh, and her husband was away. And the kids were inside. He said, "Can I eat at your house? And he only eats very little water and bread. And he just sits at the edge of the table. And he's a parush. And this whole story, this whole background. And all of a sudden, he comes over to her at night, the one night when her husband's away. And he says, "I'm a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My name is Eliyahu Hanavi. And Achai Anochi Mevakech. And I'm only telling you because you're a very tsanua woman. You're a very special woman. And it continues, Chatzos HaLaila, obviously we can see what comes up here already, and he goes into her room, Chatzos HaLaila, and he says, "I just had a vision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and together we could have Mashiach, but it has to be tonight, and the riot that you're going to know is that if you look under your bed on Tuesday night," this was a Friday night, "look under your bed Tuesday night, there's going to be a box there with $1 billion in it, and that's how you'll know that, you know, I'm Mashiach and Ali Al-Navi." So Rahman al-Aslan, their Mizana that night, she was convinced, he leaves, and obviously he was a charlatan, and She was Mizana. So is that called Ratzon? Is that called Ones? Right? She was Mamish. Ein l'chol is called Mizaj. She thought this was Mashiach, but it was Baratzon. Is she Nesser about what we discussed a few weeks ago about is she Nesser also Baila or not? So I have to be Yossi my Idea Nidro. I mentioned the Binyan Siyan, so he talks about it here. Is a Maisa Aveira? This is Maisa Aveira Ones. Is she Nesser also Baila? He ends up saying that there's no other witnesses to this Maisa's Nus. We can't trust this Noef. Right. He's Apostle Eidus. So first of all, what she's admitting? So now she's only admitting based on Apostle Eidus' testimony. So who says he goes through? He goes through. Is there any way? Is there any way to mat to her? He says he thinks Lamaisa is an Onis Gamor. Even the Maharik would assume. He tries to really find a heter. Then at the end of the Shuvah, he says, "I'll really be matur if two other great rabbis agree with me." That's the end of the tshuva. He says, "Achein in lismoch al hara si emo yaskimo alze ochnai mi bali hara va'oz etz tarif imahem lahatir isha labayla uverfrak kvish namer basheila isha ksheira haisa me'oz v'ish lambanim kenyo lani azdaiki." There are children involved. There's a isha ksheira. Fascinating tshuva. Tragic tshuva from Simon Kufnun Dalet in the Binyan Siyah. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue. Tomorrow, Shimon HaMsuni. Shimon HaMsuni is tomorrow's daf. Okay.